And now, Upfront, a public service program of Hall Communications.
We are back. It is Sunday morning. The show is Upfront. My name is Phil Marlowe. Welcome to the program. Okay, so you're just tuning in. You have no idea what we do here on Upfront. Well, basically what we do is we give a voice to people in the community. That's the crux of the show. I mean, at its most basic element, that is what we do. So we give them a microphone and 30 minutes of time. They come in and they tell you a little bit about what it is that they do. Usually it's they as part of an organization. And more often than not, those are the 501c3s out there, the not-for-profit groups. Come in, tell you a little bit about what it is they do. And, you know, ultimately our hope is that you'll be inspired by what they have to tell you. And inspiration can come in many different forms. You might be inspired to reach into your pocket, grab a 20 and slip it into an envelope, mail it off, send it to the organization. You might be inspired to become a member of that group. Maybe they do something that would very much impact your life. Maybe you become a board member. Maybe you become a volunteer. There's a lot of different end results. And that's what we do basically with the program. So we're just getting started. We have a new organization coming into us. We have never had them on the show, but they are right in our backyard, and they happen to hear the end of the program. Every Sunday morning, we invite people who are listening to give us a ring if they are part of an organization, and they were one of those organizations that did reach out to me, and I'm happy that we were able to make some room for them. Joining us this morning is Andy Herlihy, who is the executive director of Community Boating Center, which is down in New Bedford. And Andy, welcome.
Thank you, Phil. Good morning.
Thanks for getting up early.
I appreciate it. Anytime.
I appreciate you. I mean, you had to drive. I mean, you had to drive to get here. It's a long way across the Braga Bridge.
And New Bedford's right around the corner.
Yeah. But so thank you. We want to learn about what CBC does. But we also have an event coming up, so we're going to talk about that,
sure,
too. So we got a lot of stuff to catch up on here. So let's go back to the beginning, so to speak.
Sure.
Give me sort of the Reader's Digest on what you guys are about.
Yeah, sure. So Community Boating Center, like Phil said, we're down in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and we were founded in 1998 by a social worker from New Bedford. Believe it or not, she's actually not a sailor, probably scared of the water, believe it or not.
Really?
But yet she founded the Community Boating Center. So
that's so funny.
It's great. So she spent one morning, actually one whole day with a family in New Bedford that had seven kids. Neither parent was employed. It was just not a really good situation. And she spent basically the whole day trying to figure out what she could do to this family to kind of get them out of the gutter, the rut that they were in. And just kind of spent the whole day beating her head around it. And finally, on her way home, she lived in Fairhaven, so she went across another bridge, the Pope's Island Bridge,
yep,
New Bedford to Fairhaven. She drove across the bridge and she saw seven boats tied up to a dock. They were about to go sailing, but there were no crew on them yet. She started to think, seven kids, seven boats. So the kids needed something to turn their lives around, and the boats were sitting there needing, you know what, they needed crew, needed someone to help them out. So she started to formulate this idea of the Community Boating Center. And the reason for that is her son, Ryan, and her brother, both were avid sailors, and she saw what sailing had done for those two, the friendships they made, the teamwork skills, the self-confidence they got from sailing. So that idea of instilling that to the youth of Greater New Bedford, using boating as a tool, was kind of what really drove our organization.
And there is a little bit of history with the sea in New Bedford.
A fair amount. And last summer we had the Charles W. Morgan come back, which is the last remaining wooded whale ship, which was
really
based out of New Bedford, made a tour back to New Bedford last summer. So that was pretty awesome to get, you know, tie in that history. And we're doing a lot of STEM education programs now. So to be able to get the students that we work with down and seeing the whaling ship and the history around that and New Bedford is pretty phenomenal.
That's so cool. That's a great story. I mean, it's most people would say, you know, these kids, get them out of trouble, get them off the streets, give them a basketball or something, throw them into a gym somewhere, you know, get them a bike.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Thought about boats.
Well, in New Bedford, I mean, like you said, with a history, and I mean, we're surrounded by the water, and Believe it or not, most of the kids that come to us have never been in the water before. They
really?
They live within a mile of a beach. They live in New Bedford, and they just have not been in the water. So their first experience is when they get out with us. And, you know, our goal is to provide them with a safe, fun environment where they will learn something. So yeah. Safety is the key. You know, they're going to be safe on the water. They're going to be socially safe. It's a safe environment where they're not worried about all the noise pollution that they live in the world around them. We're bringing them to a fun, safe environment.
Right.
And we're really focused on the interaction between the staff and the kids. So our ratios are generally 4, maybe 6 kids to 1 staff member, because mm-hmm. it's really about that interaction. We're not sending kids out by themselves on boats.
Yep.
Sometimes when they're older, they may, but you know, it's really about that time that they're spending with the staff. And yeah. it, you know, that's really what drives our success.
Now, what kind of boats are we talking here?
We got a whole fleet of boats. I think we have probably about 100 boats now. So
really?
Ranging from an 8-foot-long, 6-foot-long Optimus dinghy all the way to a 23-foot sonar. And what's really fun.
Wow.
Yeah, they're great. They're great. The sonar, so we can get 6 to 8 kids in a boat with a staff member and anything down to 1 or 2 kids with a staff member in some of the smaller boats.
So the organization actually now owns these boats?
We own the boats.
Wow.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We've got a great property right on the New Bedford Dartmouth town line that was donated to the organization back in 2000. So we've got a house that we operate out of. We've got a pier where we can moor and tie up our boats, and it's a really good place to be able to get the kids introduced and get them onto the water. We're very fortunate in that sense.
Just a simple idea, and look at that.
Exactly. You exactly. Know,
a couple 10 years later, almost.
Yeah,
a little, more than ten years.
And now, so we started off as a summer program where we had about 120 kids a summer. They'd come for 2-week half-day sessions, but now we're year-round. We probably did about 1,000 kids last year, and we're just always trying to find new ways to engage the community and show these kids that there are great things that can happen around the water.
And you know, learning life lessons. Now, these kids, are they just going out for a recreational sail, or are they, you know, like the 3-hour tour, the you know, going out on the minnow, or are they they actually, you know, doing the rudder on the ship, on the boat? Are they
all the above. Again, our mission, there's a lot of yacht club sailing programs where it's a step-by-step. You got to learn this skill, then learn the next skill. It's really about skill development in sailing, where some of our kids go down that path, but yep. some of our kids just want to be out in the water, and they just want to be sitting on the bow dragging their feet. So we've really got the full spectrum where kids do come to us and really treat it like a 3-hour tour where they're just sailing around, being dragged in the water, where other kids want to be able to progress and learn more, maybe go to a regatta and try new different things.
Yeah.
But so we really... whatever is going to float that kid's boat, if you say, you know, we try to go down that.
Exactly.
Now what we're trying to do is we're really diving into the STEM environment, the science, technology, engineering, and math. So in the fall and spring, and now the winter, we're partnering with local schools to basically inspire what kids are learning in the classroom in a more hands-on environment. So, just think of all the physics, engineering, everything around the marine environment and sailing that it just directly correlates to what the kids are learning in school. We're trying to deliver that, and it's been really exciting. It's gone so far as this winter we started a boat building program that...
Come on.
It's really built around math, where there's a lot of measuring, measure twice, measure 3 times. There's different fractions that the kids are doing, but then at the same time, they are working together in a team. They're learning skills they've never learned before, using a hammer. A lot of kids have never used a hammer, a drill, you know, really getting them to build this boat. And by the end, they've got something that they've accomplished. Now, a lot of these boats are smaller 20-inch models, but these are models that the kids are building that they can take home and say, hey, look
at this.
I did this.
Yeah.
And we'll use a lot of them at our fundraiser as centerpieces too, which will be pretty cool. So just that part of that event will really highlight what we do. But we're also with one of the local community centers, Denison Memorial Community Center, which is it's basically like a boys and girls club in the south end of New Bedford.
Yep.
We had a bunch of their students build a 12-foot rowboat. And these are kids that have never been on the water before. Some of them never been swimming before. And here they are, they've built a boat for the first time. So their first time on the water will be on a boat that they made. And I think that's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah.
That is really cool. It's funny because I've got a daughter who just went to a Paw Sox game with her school, and it was part of that STEM program, and I was like, well, yeah, because baseball is a game of numbers,
sure.
and there's a lot of, you've got velocity on the pitches and how they move and the distance between, the mound and home base
sure.
So I was like, wow, so they actually did use the game as a fun way to
just think of all the data collection too, particularly baseball. I mean, it's great with the stuff that we do. We have a great marine debris lesson plan where we go out with different teams and basically clean the beach. And as we clean the beach, the kids are, we've got a data recorder recording what they're putting in their bags. So they come back with their various teams, and then we put up on the board all the different things they found. 100 cigarette butts, plastic bottles, aluminum cans, all the way down. And at the end of the lesson, we draw and say, you know what? How long does it take a cigarette butt to decompose? How long does it take a plastic bottle to decompose? And go all the way down their list. And then the kids actually see a value of it's going to take X amount of years for this bag of stuff to decompose. And it's really eye-opening. But you got so many lessons just within that from the recording data. It's, it's a skill that's really important all the way through, which is great.
If you're just tuning in, my guest this morning is Andy Herlihy, who is the executive director of the Community Boating Center in New Bedford, and we're talking about some of the programs that they bring to schools. Now, how many schools are you currently involved in?
We're working with 5 schools and 2 community centers at the moment.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it's really neat. It's really neat. At the moment, we've started off. This program's only about 2 years old for us, and we've really been working closely with most of the independent and charter schools in the area. They've had a little bit of flexibility, and we've kind of grown this program, and now starting to get more active with the public schools going forward. But we've got 2 schools that come to us as part of their school day, which every time they come, I'm just amazed that kids are here at community boating going sailing as part of their school day, which is pretty awesome.
Hmm.
So 2 schools do that, and then we have a bunch of after-school programs.
Yeah. So these are considered, like, outreach. These are not actually, curriculum.
Those 2 schools tie them into their curriculum.
They do.
One of them is part of their marine science. So it's the Global Charter Learning Public School in New Bedford. We have every single one of their freshman students comes through as part of their marine science program.
How cool.
And then the other school that comes during the day is our sister school, which is an independent school for low to medium income girls in New Bedford, middle school age girls. So,
and the folks who go out and teach those courses, do you do that?
We do that. We do it in conjunction with the schools, because what we're trying to do is not necessarily teach them new things. Inevitably, we do bring a lot of new subject matter, but we're really trying to reinforce things that they're doing
that
in school.
That's what we're doing. Yeah.
A simple example with the math class at our sister school with the 5th graders, they were working on simple geometry concept. So we took a sail out in the lawn, triangle sail, gave them a tape measure, and they were recording the perimeter and area of a triangle. Nothing crazy, but it's what, instead of doing it on a chalkboard or whiteboard or smartboard these days, we had them out on the ground with a tape measure, working as a group and a team, and just doing something that they got out there and doing, which was great. And then when the older kids came, similar principle. You're able to, when you reef a sail, making it smaller depending upon the wind size, we had them tell us the percent difference in area between a full big sail and then a reefed smaller sail. So all different type of math concepts that you can throw out there. And then if you get into the concepts of what makes a sailboat go, then you can really start to get in some pretty complex
stuff. Yeah, you're making my head spin. I was always terrible with math. Maybe I should have had a program like this, because it would open my mind.
It's great. It's great. So it's working very closely with these schools and the administration of the schools and the teachers, it's really exciting to get this positive feedback of how their students take to it and the energy that they see come from their classes, which is, what we're trying to do and instill in there. And it's been great so far.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Well, hopefully maybe somebody that's listening this morning is part of a public school that's in your area, and maybe they're thinking,
it's a good fit.
Yeah, I'm going to give those guys a call. Actually, how would they contact you if we'll give numbers again, but...
Yeah, you can go on our website, communityboating.org, or our main phone number is 508-992-6219.
I should have prefaced this and told you, have the number handy, but you were good.
Yeah.
You had it right there. You didn't even have to reference any cheat sheets.
Say it enough.
There you go.
But yeah, and then our core summer program, it hasn't in the past been as focused on the STEM educational stuff. It's been more of a...
Going out and having fun.
It's going out and having fun, but, you know, they're learning stuff even though they don't know it. You know, some kids will be learning the actual sailing. Some kids will just be learning how to interact better with other kids and adults, but it's, you know, it's always focused on learning, and we kind of pride ourselves... And we kind of use an inquiry-based learning method where we really just focus on the kids. You know, what are they excited about? What do they want to learn? And kind of run with it from there. And there's a good story from a few summers ago, actually probably back in 2001, so quite a few summers ago at this point. I was doing my first tour duty as the program director back then at CBC. Our staff was on the beach doing a whole lesson on how to tack a sailboat with the kids. So this is what happens when you tack a boat and go to another direction. And did a whole lesson plan on the chalkboard, and it was time to go sailing. So they ran down the beach to get on the boats, and all of a sudden one of the boys stopped. And one of the instructors grabbed him like, "No, James, we got to go sailing." And James is like, "But look at this." And he was staring at a horseshoe crab. He'd just never seen one before. And the head instructor stopped the whole group and said, "Don't worry about tacking. Let's check out this horseshoe crab." And they spent the whole afternoon focused on the horseshoe crab and what was going on the beach. And it's just, that's what was driving the kids' excitement. That's how you really get to them. When they see that and you go with it and you roll with it, you make a really profound impact with the kids. So.
Yeah. Do they get into questions about, you know, whaling?
Sure.
And you know, wanting to know what kind of fish are in the waters off of New Bedford? And
I think... I can't tell you how many times kids ask, "Are there sharks out there?"
Yeah.
It's a very common question, which I've never seen one in my yet. So
really?
All good.
Yeah, that is good.
But yeah, so with our summer program, we really want to focus to give kids the opportunity to get out in the water that wouldn't otherwise have that opportunity.
Yep.
So last summer, for example, 85% of the kids weren't able to afford, so they came on full scholarship. So... You know, we just want to be able to get that out there and say, you know what, there's no barriers to entry here. It's such an important part of what we can get out to the community that that's what we do.
Yeah. So let's talk about that a little bit since you brought it up. Somebody's listening. They've got a couple of kids, and like you said, maybe they don't have a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the kids, you know, heading into... the warmer weather here.
They
finally. Can see that they're, yeah, exactly. They can see that maybe these kids are going to wind up in some sort of trouble come the summertime because they just don't have anything lined up.
Yep.
And they need a good outlet. How do they begin the process of finding out whether their kids might be a good fit for you?
Well, any kid's a good fit for us.
Okay.
We started.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, we started age 5 and go to 17. We actually do have some adult. We actually cover the whole range of age because we do have some adult lessons as well. But mm-hmm. You know, our youth programs are really 5 to 17. We offer 1 week long sessions throughout the summer, and basically just give us a call at 508-992-6219 or visit our website communityboating.org, and we have a whole bunch of information, and we've got a whole staff that love to talk about and give as much information. A lot of people, when they first sign up, are pretty nervous because as parents, they haven't been on the water and they're worried about getting their kids out. And once we talk to them and really, really reaffirm how it's really about safety first, safe, safe, safe. Kids are always in life jackets. We do a swim comfort check where kids get in the water before they get in the boat with the life jacket on just to make sure they're comfortable because we don't want to make sure kids get scared out there because scaring kids is the last thing we want to do because that just adds another trauma there.
Yep.
But it's really all kids. So it's, you know, it's not just the low to medium income kids that come through. It's just the interactions that we get from this full broad range of the socioeconomic backgrounds of our kids. I mean, just the relationships that get formed and what everybody learns from each other is pretty magical.
Yeah. Now, what was your background? I'm guessing that you have a boating background.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm a lifelong sailor. Yeah. You know, grew up sailing, junior sailing, high school, college, did an Olympic campaign.
Come on,
for
really?
2000 Olympics. Yeah, we got third in the trials. We needed to win. But so
wow.
we're a little bit off the pace. But that's actually what got me involved with community boating. I was driving back. Our trials were in, our Olympic trials were in San Francisco, California, driving back cross country. And I got a call from, the lady who had founded CBC, Joanne, saying, "Hey, I just got a grant for a program director interested in taking a job for a year. And we just got this house donated. We need someone to live in. So it just worked out. So I did that for 3 years.
Free house and you know,
working
cash.
Working on the water with kids was great.
Wow.
It was great.
That was great. That is a good
So I did
year.
That for 3 years. And after that, I've kind of all over the place, running a sailboat as a captain to being an information technology manager for a company to a lot of IT projects. Kind of got in the IT space for a couple of years, probably about 9 years, and then made my way back to CBC because it was kind of always a ingrained passion from the first get-go. It's addicting.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I tell people I'm not a sailor, but my dream and you know, my wife's dream is to move to the islands.
Nice. Yep.
Because we just want to be on the water all the time.
It's a good place to be.
Yeah, it's the island of St. John. So
love St. John.
You might find me there.
Love St. John.
I'm hoping sooner than later.
Well, we got adult lessons. We can get you out. And there's another, I mean, we're no relation, but there's another great community boating center right in Providence as well. So
is it really?
Another good opportunity. Great organization. We're not related at all, but,
yeah.
But they're a fantastic organization as
so
well.
So did you have something like this when you were growing up? Or?
I grew up at the local New Bedford Yacht Club, so I did have junior sailing.
Yep.
We grew up spending weekends sailing to the various islands in Buzzards Bay, so basically grew up on the water.
Yeah.
And I've got a 10-year-old and an 8-year-old now, so fortunately they love it as much as we do.
Cool.
And we spend as much time as we can out there.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's good.
Well, you've got an event, and I sort of teased it a little bit at the beginning, but I didn't want to get too far afield here and not give it some proper due here. So it's coming up
in
just a couple of weeks.
Right around the corner, May 30th.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about
Saturday
what's going
night.
On.
We call it the Opening of the Bay fundraiser, and what it really does is it helps to support that 87% of the kids that come to us in the summer, helps support. Get them scholarships, really, to come to CBC. So it's a...
So these are the kids who cannot afford...
The kids that cannot afford to pay. We want to give those opportunities, create, you know, there should be no barriers. Any kid should be able to experience this, and that's what this event's about. So it's a dinner, dance, silent auction event from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. out at Fort Tabor Park in New Bedford. Beautiful spot. I don't know if you've ever been there. But
yeah, I have.
It's basically a park right in the middle of Buzzards Bay with an old fort around it.
Yep.
It's amazing. So it's a great spot to be. Generally, in the past, we've had it Mother's Day weekend, but we bumped it back. We bumped it back a couple of weeks to hope for a little bit better weather.
I know what you're saying.
It's a tongue twister.
Early.
Yeah, right. To get some more people out there when it's a little bit warmer, because it really is. You're right in the heart of Buzzards Bay, and that's kind of what it's all about. Because we're so tied to the water, but all the proceeds really go to help support that summer youth program. And what's amazing this year is we do have an anonymous donor that is fortunate enough that it's going to be matching all the donations that we get coming in between now and June 30th, and this event is part of that. So for people that have not donated to CBC in the past or have not donated in the past 3 years, they're going to get matched 2-to-1. So if you give $100, we're actually going to get $300 for that, and so
on.
And anyone that has been generous to donate recently will still get matched 1-to-1. So it's a really big opportunity for us to make a really profound impact for hundreds and hundreds of kids' lives this summer.
That's terrific. So so the monies that are raised at this event are also part of that match?
Correct. Yep.
Holy
cow. So it's an opportunity that really allows us to reach out to as many kids as possible. And what we do is we work really closely with a lot of the services in New Bedford, the Child and Family Services, the housing authorities, to work with their teams to help them reach out in the community and find the kids that would be best fit for us to work with.
Yeah.
You know, we found with boating, because it's so foreign to so many of the kids, if they see an application for boating, they're not necessarily going to sign up. They really need someone to help push and drive them. So having, you know, almost our own sales force out there of the, you know, the community members that are really tied close with the families in the area has been very good for us.
Yeah. How many volunteers do you figure you have?
Well, staff, we have 3 full-time staff, an additional 2 part-time year-round staff, and then in the summer, we have an additional 20 instructors to help work with all these kids And then we have a ton of volunteers that come out and help with anything from the grant writing to maintenance of the boats. I mean, you got 100 boats. It's a lot of boats to fix and a lot to maintain. So, you know, we've got a lot of community support. Yeah. The mayor's office, everyone in the city has just been very, very good to the organization. And, you know, they see what we do and, you know, they like to be part of that, which is great.
Yeah. Well, it does lend to the flavor of the region and it stays true to New Bedford's roots.
And it's a full team sport. I mean, different kids will get turned on by different activities. And, you know, we don't think we're going to solve every kid's problems, but there are a certain amount of kids that will see the light when they come out with us on the water, whether it's they just enjoy the marine environment, whether they enjoy seeing what wind can do with the upcoming all the wind turbines that are going to be going up.
Sure.
There's just so many different facets, the physics of it, the math, the science, that kids can get turned on. But, you know, that's not going to be for everybody. So it's, you know, it's important that in New Bedford, you know, we all work as a team to really see what we can do to get the kids positive experiences.
Sure. Well, you know, being that today is Mother's Day, and the event is now about 20 days away. It is 20 days away. Not about. It is 20 days. It's May 30th. Do we still have time to get people to
sign up? Yep. Tickets can be purchased right online on our website.
Okay.
So again, if you go back to it's communityboating.org, there's a link right on the front page, a big Open to the Bay sign. If you click on that, it'll bring you right to a spot to buy tickets. There's some sponsorship opportunities as well. And again, the focus where all the proceeds are really being driven to get these kids these opportunities that they've never had before. So,
what are the tickets just off the
top? Ticket is $65.
Oh, that's totally reasonable.
Oh, it's great.
My gosh.
It's great.
Dinner and dancing and the whole nine yards.
Dinner, dancing, silent auction. It's a cash bar, but it's one of the venue can't be beat.
Yeah.
That's
terrific.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
And on the outside chance, you know, honey, we're already booked for the 30th. They can still go to the website and make the donations.
Still make
there.
A donation on there. Our address is on there. If you know, people don't like to sign up online. yep. You never know.
Yeah, I know.
This day and age.
It's true.
So all the information's right on the website. There's a little donate button if you're interested in helping out and, you know, just realizing that every little bit goes a long way to help within the community.
Yeah. Well, I told you that this would go by extremely quickly, and it really has. I mean, we have maybe a minute left here. Any last words, maybe anything that we haven't covered that you just want to put out there and just, you know, one final plug for CBC that...
Well, you know, our mission is to teach positive life values to kids through boating, and it's... people do confuse us sometimes with a strictly sailing learn to sail or center, but you know, our mission is really to just better kids' lives, and we use boating as that tool and marine environment as that tool, and it's important for people to come down and see what we're doing and really experience it and be part of it, because it really does wonderful things. And you know, again, our website's communityboating.org if you want to learn anything else. We encourage people to come down and check us out, and definitely appreciate the time this morning. Good thing I'm a morning person, but gotta love it.
You and me both. The 9th annual opening of the Bay is coming up on May the 30th. We hope that you'll take advantage of that event and maybe head down there or make a donation. The Community Boating Center, my goodness, I'm so glad. All these years we haven't had you in, but
I appreciate the opportunity.
I'm thinking you're going to be a regular here, because this is great stuff that you're doing over there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Community Boating Center of New Bedford, and Andy Hurley, he has been my guest this morning. We got to wrap it up. The next crew is getting ready to come in, so we'll put the wraps on this week's show, but I'm back again next Sunday with a new topic and a new guest, and I hope you'll be there too.
If you or someone from your organization would like to be a guest on Upfront, call 401-467-4366. That's 401-467-4366. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. Join us again next week at this time for Upfront, a public affairs program of Hall Communications.